Chapter 23. We tried to blow Leo's room full of shaving cream last night. That's a prank I caught wind of from some alumni who learned it at Purdue and came back this week for graduation ceremonies. Dorm pranks aren't real dramatic around here because you can get kicked out of school, but Cartwright reasoned that we're graduating in 2 days, and we all have our letters of acceptance to our colleges, so there's not much the Gestapo could do to us. Cartwright and this enormous dude, Todd Melifonte, whom we fondly call the Melifant, took this huge envelope, filled it with shaving cream, and shoved the flap under Leo's door. The idea is to jump on the envelope, which would force the shaving cream in 1,000 directions from under the door to permeate everything in Leo's room, including his tux for the graduation dinner tomorrow night, which we knew was hanging on the front of his closet. It was probably my fault, because I'm the one who relayed this prank in detail to Cartwright, though I never take credit for being the instigator in a prank, this one included. I can dream them up and design schemes to avoid detection, but I don't have the nerve to execute. Or maybe I just don't have the energy. That's where Cartwright comes in. He calls me the brains of the operation when I tag along behind him, yawning. Cartwright and I backed away from the envelope to make way for the Melifant. Cartwright figured Mel's extra 100 pounds from constant junk food consumption could send a more powerful blast on the unsuspecting Leo. We were standing there on either side of the envelope, and I noticed Mel's fat feet were like glued to the floor behind it. He pointed, and I realized right away what his problem was. Cartwright the genius had sealed the envelope. You're supposed to leave it open, so the shaving cream has an escape valve. No telling which direction the blast would travel. Mel started waving his hands like, "Don't," but Cartwright was wound up for the kill and wasn't seeing anything. When Mel moved backward against the wall instead of forward with a jump, Cartwright jumped on the thing. The bang sounded like a cherry bomb. I closed my eyes for fear of getting hit in the face. By the time I opened my eyes, Cartwright and Mel were halfway down the hall, running backward, waving the envelope at me to haul my ass. I just stood there with my jaw dropped. Mel's front side was completely white, from head to toe. When Leo opened the door going, "What the hell gives?" he was faced only with me in the wall, which sported a perfectly shaped white outline of an enormous fat kid. "What's up, Leo?" I said, for lack of something better. "What the hell was that noise?" Fortunately, I didn't have to answer, because he was absorbed in the outline on the wall. He stuck one finger in it, put it to his nose, and sniffed. Then he stared, the corners of his mouth widening out. "You know what?" he breathed. "I know this is crazy, but that shape looks exactly like Todd Melifonte." "How about that?" I pulled a laugh out of somewhere. I'm still not a great liar, but find I can ride out most situations by not offering any information at all. He didn't know we were pranking on him. The envelope was with Mel and Cartwright. He admired the silhouette for a few moments more, then turned to me.
"So what are you doing at my door? You come to hang out?"
"No," I said quickly. "I've got stuff to do, but..." I kind of went through meltdown watching his face fall. I don't think anyone ever knocked on his door for any reason except to borrow something. Poor Leo, I thought. Poor Creed.